Ready? Okay, so we ended up last time discussing the situation of Tevila on the heels of Avelos, in parallel to Tevila on Motzai Tisha B'Av, and we rushed through that in the last 5 minutes of the Chabura, as I made a game time decision whether to end 5 minutes early or to pack 10 minutes into 5 minutes. So I guess the other holidays will start again and do it properly. So in Shulchan Aruch here at Kufsadi Tesh, we have an authority from the Chabur Amah in Sif Dalid, what happens in a normal Motzai Shabbos Tevila. So according to the Mechaber, a normal Motzai Shabbos Tevila, where obviously one cannot perform Chatifa on Shabbos itself, so then you just perform Chatifa Motzai Shabbos without any questions asked. Okay, so that's the practice of the Mechaber. That, I think, is the practice of Spartan, that if you have a Motzai Shabbos Tevila, so even though, in general, we're not married to, if it's impossible to do a Chatifa that starts in the daytime, but if the Tevila is on Motzai Shabbos, according to the Tzach of Mechaber, the practice of Spartan, you would just do the Chatifa Motzai Shabbos, end of story. But the Ramar here adds, Mikol Makom, Minad Yafahu, Shetir Chatifa Ber Shabbos, so there is a commendable practice to do a chatifa on Erev Shabbos, and then to do another chatifa on Motzai Shabbos, such that the somewhat primary chatifa is performed on Erev Shabbos, and then there is a secondary chatifa performed on Motzai Shabbos. According to the Shach that we referenced last time, that's a Me'ikra Din requirement based on the Shach and the Tanya of Rashi, which the Shach thinks is the most correct approach in the Sugah. The Shach thinks that this is not just a minhag, but this is a Me'ikra Din requirement. And other poskim assume the Pasuk of the Ramah is that it's not a Me'ikra Din, but it's a minhag yafa to perform chatifa earlier. What is the basis of this minhag yafa? So we mentioned last time, the Badi Shofan here quotes two approaches, either from the Levush, that given that in general it's better to perform a Chatifa Bayom, and in this situation you're going to be Marfiach the following, which is, normally speaking, if you were to perform a Chatifa some period of time before this Vila, so we're concerned the Chatifa is going to be practically effectiveless because you're going to be touching Varma Chosetin anyway in that interim period. But if the Tefillah is going to be Motzei Shabbos and you're going to do the Chatifa right before Shabbos, so then the opportunities to engage in activity that may lead to other Chatifas adhering to the body will be more minimal on the Shabbos, and then we gain something by having the Chatifa before Shabbos. As opposed to saying that it's just to be kosher for those shitos, again, which is tactics with Me'ikra Din, that Chatifa always needs to be performed by Yom. Okay, so we discussed last time the Avelos / Tishlos Shaila. The Sidrei Tari here in Shatan Kaf quotes from a Shuvah of the Panami Elos that what happens if a woman gets up and stiff on Shabbos morning and her Leil Tevila is Motzai Shabbos. So again, according to the Minhag of the Ramah, in general, without the Avelos part of the equation, if you have a Motzai Shabbos Tevila, you should l'chatila perform a Chatifa on Erev Shabbos, and then perform another Chatifa on Motzai Shabbos. So the Panim Yira says, in this case as well, that if a woman gets up from Shiva on Shabbos, she's going to go to Mikvah on Motzai Shabbos, then she could perform a Chatifa on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, she's still mit Shiva, and there is an Issur Chatifa for an Agel Pel Shiva. Not a problem, because this is not a rechitza shaltanuk, it's not for pleasure, it's simply to perform a mitzvah requirement, and therefore there's no objection to performing the chatifa on Erev Shabbos. So says the part of the Eros, and so passes the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Avelos, Simen Shin Pei Aleph Se'if Tes, Aruch HaShulchan Simen Shin Pei Aleph Se'if Tes. Yeah. Even cold water. Even cold water. I mean, general, not from the pizza, self-shitty, even cold water. Okay. Now, that's the Kohen Iros. And the Siddur Taro, who quotes the Kohen Iros, argues, and he thinks that a person in this situation should not perform Chatifa until Motei Shabbos. And the Siddur Taro thinks this is essentially the Pesach of the Ramah in Hilchot Tisabot. What does the Ramah say in Hilchot Tisabot? Simen Taskos Nun Aleph Se'if Tes Zayin. Taskos Nun Aleph Se'if Tes Zayin. And the Ramah writes, quoting a Sefer Agudah, and this is also quoted, the Agudah is quoted here on the Beit Hillel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch here in Se'if Dalet. So the Ramah writes, Afilu in Paveles Leel Asar V'Av, if the woman goes to the mikvah on Motzai Tishabav, Mutzah Lo Lirchot Be'erek Tishabav, in E'esha Lo Lirchot Leel Asar V'Av. That it is mutter to perform chatifa on Erev Tisha B'Av if it will be impossible to perform the chatifa on Moritzai Tisha B'Av. So what does that mean as far as the lechatila? So the Mishnah Berurah there in the Be'er Halacha, close to the Dagmar Rebava on the side of Shulchan Aruch, that the implication of Ramah is lechatila, you perform chatifa on Moritzai Tisha B'Av. If that's impossible, so then you could be able to perform the chatifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. But all things being equal, chatifa should not be performed on Erev Tisha B'Av if you could help it. So says the Sidri Tara, that if that's the fact of the Ramah by Hilchot Tisha B'Av, then it's a kosher pain to our shaila of Avelus. Because the issue of Rafisa an Erev Tisha B'Av, either Shavuot or Chava, that Misha Minah. The Yisra piece of an Avot Tel Shiva is Nekra Din. So if you're going to be Mafmir, even on that which is a Minah, then Kosekei, you should have to be Mafmir not to allow for Chatifa on Erev Shabbos of a woman Tel Shiva. That is the conclusion of the Sidrei Tara. Now the Mishnah Berurah there acknowledges, according to the Shach, presumably you should lechatchila perform the chatifa on Erev Tisha B'Av, because according to the Shach, that's in the Ikra Din consideration. According to the Shach, that in a Motzei Shabbos Tevila situation, then Ikra Din, you should perform chatifa on Erev Shabbos, not just Tisha Minah. So then the Mishnah Berurah thinks that should be true on Erev Tisha B'Av as well. But the Ramah there is going consistent with the Ramah here, that the Erev Shabbos to do was only Misha Minog and not based on any of the Ikra Din consideration. Okay. And we should just note that the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere seems to say a little bit different. Mishnah Berurah, it also helps us think about Simon Tafkos Nandalid to Ifkasa Yudhas. Mishnah Berurah Simin Taskuf Nun Dalit Se'if Kata Yutes, and the Sharetiyam there Se'if Kata and Kaf Dalit. So Mishnah Berurah Taskuf Nun Dalit Yutes, and the Sharetiyam and Kaf Dalit. But there they quote from the Magen Avraham, quoted in the Sharei Tshuva as well, that in a situation in which Leil Tshuva falls on the night of Tshuva proper, we discussed that in the context of Tfila B'Zmana Mitzvah or Tfila B'Zmana Lab Mitzvah, but Allah Lamaisa, if you have a Tfila on Leil Tisha B'Av, we postpone it till Motzai Tisha B'Av. So the Magen Avraham quoted there in the Shaarei Tshuva and then re-quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, says that in that situation of a Motzai Tisha B'Av Tfila, which is really a Tfila that's Nitzah, so then the Chachila, you should perform chatifa on Erev Shabbos. Okay? Sorry, Erev Tisha B'Av. That if you have a tefillah that's postponed, it should be the night of Tisha B'Av. And you postpone the tefillah as we have to until Motzai Tisha B'Av, so the chatifa should be performed on Erev Tisha B'Av. Why? So the Magen Avraham, as the Mishnah points out, at the Shari Tshuva point out, seems to be clearly not like that Ramah. Now the Ramah, three simanim earlier in Hilchos Tishabav, says that you should perform the Chafifa, at least the Mashmos, the Ramah is al Chafili, do it on Mosai Tishabav. The Ramah Ivan seems to be saying against the Ramah, maybe based on a consideration like the Panim Be'ilah, that it's not a Rosita Sultanus, it's only for halakhic consideration, and therefore you should perform the Chafifa on Eretz Tishabav. So, Maghavan is entitled to be called on the Ramah, but the fact that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that Maghavan in Simin Paschas Mandalit and doesn't quote it in the earlier Simin, it requires a little bit of a head there, what the Mishnah Berurah's bottom line is in this Shiloh. Right? In Paschas Mandalit, he quotes the Dagom Rebaba, explaining the Ramah without a Cholik, and Paschas Mandalit, he quotes the Maghavan essentially, and it seems that the Maghavan is called on that Ramah. So have it all worked out, I'm not sure. Halacha Maisa, there are 2 days in Poskim. I think I asked Rabbi Willig once about this, and he didn't think that that one could go either way. It's not critical to perform the Chafifa on Eretz Tisha B'Av, but if one wanted to, you could. That is, I don't think it comes up that often, but it could come up. Okay. So let's move on now to the Gemara on Samach Vav Amud Beis. We have previously seen the previous Gemara and the subsequent Gemara. We haven't yet focused on this middle Gemara. The Gemara says, the second long line, Amar Rava, Tavla v'alka v'nimsa v'azav v'chotei. So a woman goes to the mikvah, and then when she emerges from the mikvah, she finds a zav v'chotei on her body. Im samos v'chafifa tavla, ein afifa l'alka v'lipa. So if she was pavela samach to the chafifa, then there's no need for a subsequent chafifa and tefila. Yemlah tefila lachos a little. Rashi claims, ema tefila lachos a little, divadi lachos shetabla bala. That we have the right to assume that the chafifa only adheres to the body subsequent to the tefila, because if she did a good chafifa, and then she went to the mitzvah immediately after the chafifa, so then how could it be, how could she miss anything? You have the right to assume that the Gavra HaKotei only adheres to her body sometime after the Tevila. But if she did not perform a chafifa proximate to the Tevila, so then you have to be Kotei, so maybe the Gavra HaKotei adheres to the body between the time of chafifa and the time of Tevila. Okay, so that is the first lesson of the Gemara. Then we have an Ikad Amri, in the Osa Yom Shachafa Tavla, as long as the chafifa took place on the same day as the tefila, ein tefila lachos lipo, yema tefila lachos lipo. So the critical time frame is not some of the chafifa tefila, but rather the osa yom. Mai benayu, ika benayu, lemismach lechafifa tefila. Lemecha tiyamama ulemikal belelia. What does that mean? Lemishna lechafifa tefila, lemecha tiyamama ulemikal belelia. That sounds like two different things. It has two separate afkaminas. There's no vav there. So how do you read this one? How do you read one? Okay. The difficulty. I'm sorry? How do you start to read one? So, it seems that many Rishonim only have a girsa when this mouth was Hatifa Tzivila, period. That we understand. that according to the first lashon, what's critical is whether the chasicha was tamach or tzvila. According to the first lashon, if you perform the tzvila an hour after the chasicha, let's say, for argument's sake, that's not tamach. We'll have to define tamach. Or whatever definition tamach is, let's say an hour later is not called tamach. So according to the first lashon, if there was a break of an hour, then you'd have to go back. And according to the second lashon, even if there's a break of an hour, as long as it's on the same day, you don't have to go back. Rashi writes here, Ika Deinayu, Lishna Kama Be'inan Tamach L'Chafifa Tzvila. And according to Lishna Vashi, you don't need Tamach L'Chafifa Tzvila. There's no evidence per se that Rashi had the girsa that we have of the second part of the phrase of Lamecha fi Mama Nifa Velele. The writer among others is Mefurash Bali Nefe Shar Tila Shar Gimel Simen Dalid Shar Tila Gimel Dalid. So the writer quotes the Gemara, and it's clear that his girsa was simply Lamitma Chafifa L'Chafifa Tzvila period. If you look at the Baal HaMor, in his Hasagas on the right of there, the Baal HaMor seems to have had a different Girsa. He doesn't have L'Mitzvah L'Chafifa Tzvila, he just has L'Mecha Tzimama L'Mitzvah Velelia. Now, to me, the solution of this is to perform Chafifa Bayom and Tzvila Balayla. So what's that Afinina? What does that mean?
I think if it, this is going to be Chafifa before Shkia and Tzvila after Shkia, and it's automatically going to be long break. Is it possible to have it that it's good according to the first day and bad according to the second day in the Shkia? That it's like, however long it is, the day as much as you do Chafifa right before that, and Tzvila right after that, and it can just be summed up with them.
That is considered tzvila, but not the same day. So theoretically, but that's a very difficult nafkamina. Meaning, it's difficult to assume that if something is going to be
right, flipping over yourself is
right. Right. So that is theoretically possible. So the Baal HaMor seems to have understood this differently, and this is how the footnote in the Rabbi Buchwald, the version of the Bali Nefesh, explains it, based on a lengthy Sidri Kar here in Sitchat and Kavzayim, that what the Baal HaMor is saying, the Nafkamina is not in the situation of what happens if you find the Zavra Chote. You know, the special topic what we're explaining until now is what happens if you find a Zavra Chote after Tzvila. So according to the first lesson of the Gemara, if you find the other places after Tzvila, as long as it was done with the Chafifa Tzvila, you don't have to go again. And according to the second lesson, as long as it's the same day, you don't have to go again. So the Baal HaMor made him say, no, the Nafkamina here is in the other perspective. What is the requirement of Chafifa? Not a situation, if you found the other places, then it could be, under all circumstances, we have to go to the mikvah again. Meaning, as long as it's not, if you find the Zavra Chote, so if it's not both Rayom and Tzamos and Chafifa Tzvila, then you have to go to the mikvah again. The Nafkamina here is if you didn't find the Zavra Chote. So then, what is the requirement of Tzamos HaChafifa Tzvila? Maybe even if you don't find the Zavra Chote, if it wasn't Tzamos HaChafifa Tzvila, you have to go to the mikvah again. So according to the first question, even if you don't find the Zavra Chote, if it's not Tzamos HaChafifa Tzvila, you have to go again. And according to the second question, as long as it's the same day, you don't have to go again. So that's just the Indian understanding that line of Gemara. Not so much Well, not necessarily, yeah.
There's a line that she did copies, but in two unseparated days. Copies would be on the Elizabeth.
Right.
So, if she didn't find it, that shouldn't be a problem on the book there.
No, we're talking about where you did it on the same day, even if it's not Samach, according to the Sefer Moshe, you wouldn't have to go again, if there's no Devar Chodesh.
So how do you get into the...
Into the Afinina?
Yeah.
Ika Benayu, Lemei Chafim, Amo Lemei Balalia. The situation of Chafifa Bayom Utsila Balalia is an Afinina, meaning, as long as you weren't Chofesh Bayom and Hala Balayla, even though it wasn't Samach for Chafifa Tila, you still better to go to Mikra again.
That's not the...
It's adding a turn of her face there. Okay. Now, what is Samach? So, again, we have two attempts to Gemara here. According to the first lesson, so we'll go with the... Let's leave aside the Balamor, and let's go with what maybe the Gersa Zohri shown him, that similar to the Aruch Lanair, he just points out this Nakuda, the tension in the Gersa here, and it seems that there is a fused Gersa in our text that doesn't reflect the Gersa that any Rishon necessarily has. But so let's go with the Raivit and what maybe Rogi shown him. The only Nakuda Gemara has is Lemisma Tzila Lechafifa, Lemisma Chafifa Lechila. So, you have two attempts to Gemara. According to the first lashon, what's critical is whether it is Samach. According to the second lashon, what's critical is whether it is Oso Hayom. So, what is the definition of Samach? So, the Rashba in the Torah Tobias, Lamed Aleph on the days in the Aruch, and Lamed Aleph on the Aleph in the Kotzer. Torah Tobias, Aruch, Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, Katzer, Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph. The Rashi writes, quoting the Baal Mor, that Samach means Oso Hayom. Same day. So in the Aruch he says Oso Hayom. In the Katzer he explains Oso Ha'ona. The same 12-hour period. Day or night. Just read the lesson of Rashba in the Kasher of Amud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Kama hu samach samarnu, the osa ona shesafafa, sha'ide kach nisheres the chafifa yotah. As long as the tzvila took place during the same ona, during the same 12-hour period that the chafifa took place in, that if you're going to perform the chafifa and then the tzvila within that window, there is an extra zihiras in the chafifa. Lashon Rashi in the Aruch, my Samach bo bayom. So presumably bo bayom means what he writes in the Katzar of Oso Ha'ona. Not a 24-hour period, but a 12-hour period. And that is reflected in Shulchan Aruch, Tif Yod, Chafafa v'ina v'tavla, uva'aliyata nimto v'darach ha'oteis, in the self ona shachafa fatavla in the tzricha tzila cheres. The emla tzricha cheres. So the Mechaber uses his lashon the Rashba the Baal Amor ona. The definition of samuch is ona. The same 12-hour period, same period of day or night. And the Shacher points out that's the machloket rishonim. Shachta kaza yudalit. Yeah, the Rasha has a lashon ona. You don't find another Rishonim. The Shach writes, Yesh poskim ein mechalkin bein tov ona ela bein samach tefila lo. Samach means kachuta, right before. Shema chafifa samach tefila ein tov lachta v'litvo lachta v'litvo v'marfiv lachta v'lachta v'litvo. The same that's our rise in Las Vegas, which we'll get to soon. He said, that's probably an issue of your clothes. To get to, yesh lahasim rishon shei adeos. That you have to be masmir, even if it's ota ona, if it's not samach mamish, you have to be choshesh. if ona means, sorry, if samach means ona, then there's simply another problem in getting to this gemara, right?
What's the problem?
You have two lashonos in gemara. The first lashon says everything's tali on samach. Second lashon says everything's tali on osrayo. Avi? Isn't it the same thing? Right. If samach means osa ona, so does osrayo mean? I'm sorry? What does ona mean?
12 hours.
12 hours, irrespective of day or night? No, also ona means that day or night period. So if you do the chafifa at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and she is, I'm sorry? And what does day mean? What does ona mean? Ona means from Shia to face. Sorry, from Shia to Shia.
Right.
And what does Yom mean?
Yom
means Yom would be 24 hours.
Yeah.
So well, that's
the rest of that day until right. Meaning, right. Yom means night
and day.
Right. No, you think also Yom is night and day, it's all part of the same day. So Tiferes, the Sidri Tara here quotes the Tiferes Lamosa that says like that, but he's correct, even the Tiferes Lamosa thinks that's a Dolcher, to say that's what Osa Yom means. The Gong raises this issue here. If you look in the Day of Gra, Sid Kafi Kokal, Sidri Tara is a soup. Day of Gra, Simin, Sid Kafi Kokal, he writes, Avalarash Brakasa, the Shem Haraza, my summer for Bayom. The Ainin Avin Dvara after who lives Nakama. And according to if Ona means Osayom, so what's the difference between the first lesson and second lesson? Sorry, if Samuk means Ona, if Samuk means Osa Ona, so the first lesson says Samuk meaning Ona, and the second lesson says Osayom, which presumably also means Osa Ona. So that's for his own reason, even though the Tzach of Shulchan Aruch reflects the lesson of Rashba of the self owner Chafufa, pose some difficulty to understanding the Gemara. And the Sidri Tara discusses this by Rishas and Sifchat and Chavzayin as well. That's as we discussed last time, the Shalva Nation has 3 hours of Samach in the context of Chafifa, so definitely more than 3 hours would be a problem, and I guess you'd have to dodge in between, especially for the last time from Levavner, that even though B'chol HaTaruku of Samach is a half hour, but here, maybe it's a little bit more, up to 3 hours, I think within 3 hours you'd have to dodge. I mean, this is all theoretical, we'll see the Maisa probably map in any event. But I think more than 3 hours is definitely not Samach. I think that's safe enough saying that. So what the Sidri Tara quotes, so the one suggestion from the Tiferes Lamosha that the Sidri Tara quotes, that even the Tiferes Lamosha is always Dolfek, is to say that Osayom means 24 hours and not 12 hours. But he quotes the second character of the Tiferes Lamosha that he likes better, although he acknowledges that also problems, which is as follows, that if you require Samach, again, two lashonos in Gemara. First lashon requires Samach, and the second lashon requires Oso Hayom. So if you require Samach, then maybe you require both Samach and Oso Hayom. The first lesson of Gemara requires that it be Samach and Osayom. Lakuve Yosef's point that you're going to be a Samach with Samach and not Osayom. You can have a Chafifa that's before and that concludes 5 minutes before Shia, and a Shila that happens after Tesh. And let's assume that's called Samach because it's within 3 hours and they usually be within 1 hour, but it's not Osayom. So according to the first lashon, maybe you require both Samach and Oso Hayom. And according to the second lashon, as long as it's Oso Hayom, you're okay, even if it's not samuch. It would not work according to, right. It would not work according to either one.
For neither, if you're saying that they end the Shia, it doesn't end the next.
Not the reason that she doesn't have any answer to the second one, she could like 7 hours.
Right, right. So that wasn't a good enough for you. Good. Yeah. I'm sorry?
That's the Gemara not for me.
That is Gemara not for me.
So how does that work? How do you explain the Rambam in a way where it doesn't?
So the Gemara's Nafkamina is a Misma Chafi for the Shiva.
Oh, you
think
it doesn't have the
other. Right. If we're Gauri with the, we're assuming like Lozi Shonu who don't see it as Gauri is that other one. So if the Nafkamina is a Misma Chafi for the Shiva, then that's precisely the point. That according to everyone you need, also Hayom, not so good is whether you need samach. He thinks it's not so much in the way in the Sakhna Shulchan Aruch, because in Shulchan Aruch it only says in the self ona, there's no further qualification. So that Sidney Sar acknowledges that still requires further analysis. Now the corollary to the end of the day is Hafif Tzvila. So the Rabbi writes, page Reis on the Vav, and I think Rabbi Kaur says this as well, that let's say you have a situation where you started the Chafifa Mibol Yom, and the Chafifa continues into Danos Matos, and then you go to the Mikvah after this. So you have a Chafifa that starts Mibol Yom. So if the Chafifa starts Mibol Yom, and finish before Shkia, and then you do the Tefillah after Seis, so that's definitely not goes to Hayom. That's what the Ramah writes over here. Afapi Shehaisa Chafifa Samach Tefillah, even though the Chafifa is chronologically right before Tefillah. You're going to Chafifa Bayom Samach L'Erev, the Tavla B'Tefillah Talayla, Ho V'Hayah B'Shei Onos, it's not considered to be, you would require another seal. I mean, that's not considered, not considered summer. But what about a situation where you started the Chafifa Mibol Yom, and it continues into Danos Matos? Then what Ravadi thinks, so that is considered, you could consider that Osa Ha'ona, meaning that Danos Matos is already, a Safek. So the fact that part of the Chafifa was performed during Danos Matos allows you, misafik, to view that period as being from the next day. And since anyway we're talking about Chafifa, which is Takanas Ezra, which is only the Rabbanan anyway, so you can rely on that consideration to view that as sufficiently some of class Osahona.
Wasn't the Russ's Minhag and the Ramad, wasn't that to actually do that at the beginning of the day and go into an item that just up to finish Russia?
They said that you should. Correct.
That is like a CIO Minhag.
Right. Now. Correct.
So isn't Ramad against that?
What do you mean? Say Nechanagi. If you did it that way, and you continue the Chafifa to Danos Matos, so then we would view that as sufficiently samuch to invoke the sin of in samuch with Chafifa Tavla, and there's a Dabra Koshes, then you can rely on the Chafifa not to do another view. Right, what are we talking about here? We're addressing a situation, as in the Gemara here, that if you went to the mitzvah, and then you find the Dabra Koshes afterwards, so you have to go again, right? So if samuch with Chafifa Tavla, you don't have to go again. What's the definition of samuch with Chafifa Tavla? That's the Osa Ha'ona. Right? So we're saying, the Raja says, that as long as part of the Chafifa is during Danos Matos, and then you go to the Mikra after Seis, that's considered Osa Ha'ona. Good? Okay. Now, the Machlokas Rambam Raivid, which is the Beit Yosef explains, or the Katan Mishnah here, is totally on another major Machlokas Rishonim in how to read this Gemara. Rambam Paskin, Perek Beis Mishnah Halacha Yudayim. Tavla V'Alta V'Nimcha L'Adavra Chosef. Okay. In the Oso Hayom Shechasusha Tavla. So if Chafish is performed on the same day as Tavila, Eina Tzicha L'Alta Pam Shmiya Ela Chazeret V'Kabel V'Kubat. She need not perform another Chafifa. She could just go back to the mikvah. So, number one, what's important in the Rambam, if the Rambam understood this whole sugya, it's only relevant, being relevant to performing another Chafifa. Everyone agrees that under all circumstances, you definitely have to go to the mikvah again. The question is, you have to perform another Chafifa. So the whole issue, according to the Rambam, is not one of the tefillah. Everyone agrees, under all circumstances, says the Rambam, you have to go back to the mikvah again. The question is, do you need another chatifa? That's the crucial one of note. The right is massive. One second, how time alone to listen to the Astra? We pass in like the Lishna Basra. The Aminan in Samukh Khatifa Tabla in a Srikala Laka Balibal, the Amla Srika Laka Balibal. The Master Kasaku in a club. Tafi Lobin in Samukh Khatila Hashad is Daka Reyasa Kashina. Alain Kain Samukh Khatifa Tabla. So the writer is saying, why is there two returns to the Gemara? Samuch and Osayo. So why is the Rambam paskening like the Lishna Kama of Osayo? He should pasken like the Lishna Basra of Samuch. The writer clearly had a different order in the Gemara. Because the way we have it, the Rambam is passing like the Lishna Basra. Because we have Samuch and then Osayo. And the Rizid apparently had Osayom and Samuch. And if the Kholi Harad that they're working with is in Yipasim, like the Lishna Basra, so then they seem to have had different Lishna Basras. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, again, we've read the first part of this year before. And then the Makabe writes, Ulahar Rambam, Dein Kasu Ben Kas, Tricha Tzvila Keres, Ela Shizur Ein Tzvila Lachza V'lachza V'zu Tzvila. And according to Rosh Hashanah, the first day in Shulchan Aruch, the whole sugya is Le'inyan Chatifa U'tzvila. That if it's Samuel Chatifa Tavla, if it's Osa Ona, so then you don't have to go to Nikra either. According to the Rambam, you have to go to Nikra regardless. The whole issue is only Le'inyan Chatifa. The Mechaber says, Ulahar Rambam, Beikas of Beikas in Yitzhira. And then there's a parenthetical note here, the Chedas of Beni Yuchim. So what is the intention of the Mechaber here as far as Tzach? The Rav Avadi assumes, page very sound of faith, that this is a Shadi Ejomer. And in Kuala Hapsak of the Mechaber, if you have one day of the Sham and one day of the Yesh Omrim, even though here it doesn't say Yesh Omrim, but he tells you who the Yesh Omrim is, so this is a Sham Yesh Omrim and a Lach of Kisham. And the Mechaber means the Paskin, like the Rosh Hashanah, like the Pashasam in the Gemara where we have our Yircha, and not like the Rambam. Sidri Tari here, in Tzitzkat Lamed Aleph, close to Mishnah of Yaakov, that we have to be Masmir. How do we know? Because he writes, the Rama wrote over here, the Chaydasa Ben Yerucham. Meaning to say, don't think that the Rambam is a Das Yachid. After all, there's at least another Rishon that holds like him. So you thought they're later, and the Rabbi thought they're later, and the Chidot thought they're later, but apparently the Shlishi Yachid didn't. So the Shlishi Yachid says, oh, you see from the fact that the Rama writes the Chaydasa Ben Yerucham, that the Rama means to be Machmir. Says Rav Avadia, that we know the parenthetical notes in Rama's script are not from the Rama. We don't know who they're from, but they're not from the Rama. Maybe they're from the Shach. And he quotes a series of our Makomos that discuss this. Taras Avadia is page Reish Samus Beis. So the Shlishi Yaakov didn't have proper background in deciphering source of parenthetical references in the Rama, so claims to revise it. And therefore, he thinks even for Ashkenazim, it's not so clear that you have to be Machmir. It's true. Okay, but nevertheless, even Rav Avadia thinks that where possible, you should be mafia to be associated for the Shita Saramba. Okay. Then to round out the confusion of the sugya, the other issue raised here by Tosfos and other Rishonim, Tosfos Masul in Samos Chachafifa, is how do you resolve what seems to be a theory between our Gemara and the Gemara in Kulin. The Gemara in Kulin Daf Yud says, Tava v'ola v'nimta l'azavar choseis, afil nis'as ekosa hanin kola yom kulo, lo also lo shila, afilomer barili, shelo hayalai kodem. Person goes to the mikvah, he comes up and finds the Zavar HaKoseis, even though he was touching this Zavar HaKoseis all day, meaning there's a reasonable likelihood that he came in contact with the Zavar HaKoseis only after the Tefillah. Nevertheless, the Tefillah doesn't count unless he's able to say barely with 100% certainty that the Zavar HaKoseis was not on his body prior to Tefillah. So there the Gemara says that the whole question hinges on whether he's able to say barili, but there's no distinction between Samuch or Chafifa Tefillah. That's the issue that Tosfos raises. Here Tosfos has a number of suggestions. Either that Gemara is talking within the Okimta of where it is not Samuch or Chafifa Tefillah, and where it's not Samuch or Chafifa Tefillah, so then you could still be Nato if you say Bari. If it's Samuch or Chafifa Tefillah, you don't have to go on to Bari. If it's not Samuch or Chafifa Tefillah, then you could be Nato as long as you can say Bari. Suggestion number two from Dana Tam is that there's a distinction between Taros and Kulin. That when it comes to Taros, we're more Machmir. That's the Gemara in Kulin. So as far as Taros goes, even if it is Samuch or Chafifa Tefillah, you have to be Machmir unless you can say Barili. Or from the read, that Gemara is talking about where there's no Chafifa at all. In the round on Insof and Aruf, it sounds like we passed in both figures. The round on the end of Parak Beis as well says, Misha Tavo the Olive and Imtala Zavra Kosei, Alpha Pisa Nis Asi Gosa Nim Kala Yom Kulo, Harayu Vitamato, Atsu Yomer Yodani, Bubadish of Ohio Belai Kodamazila. Ho, the Hosak Tome, Hame Tome El Tamato, Atsu Tate of Bubadish of Hitar, Shekar. The reason you need Bari is because Hame Tome Al Cheskasa. Meaning to say, it sounds like you need both. Number one, you need tekas lechafifa tefila, and that's not enough, you also need bari. So Mechaber writes over here, Tzitzit Aleph, the medzvar murim, the shalom nisafka b'osa min, on nisafka b'osa min, ein afifa tefila cheres, shenitola oso b'minti nisafka b'o. Avalin lo kafas lo kodem tefila, ein tolin bo, af al pishin es afka bo, achar tefila. So if there's no kafifa kodem tefila, then you can't be tolin. If there was kafifa kodem tefila, then you could be tolin. And the Chaver makes no mention of bari. You don't have to say bari leaf. The Shach is Cholik, Shachir is Karta and Tez Zion. The Ram and Menge Shon require barley based on that Gemara. And he thinks maybe even the Chaver holds that way. What's the calculation of barley? So the Rambam says it's based on Chesed Tumah. So you need to, a statement of Bari to get out of the Chesed Tumah. So Bach writes here, and we're talking about a Sadek Yisr Karish. We're talking about a Sadek Yisr Karish after the Masner. What's the Sadek Yisr Karish? The Chachmas Adam is rather than that. Chachmas Adam ultimately sounds like he's Masner anyway. The Chachmas Adam says, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a chatitza, not talking about Roma Guf. So we're talking about a piece of the chatitza that's only Durabanan. We're only talking about a Durabanan, so what's the Safi Kari? Yeah. Right, whether they don't say so, line about Karish in the context of the Dikos. The Master for a minimum of Dikos 1-7. Yeah, right. But the Chachmas Adam, nevertheless, takes issue with that characterization. So Rav Avadya thinks that the Mechaber is essentially Mechal, that you don't need Bari. Most folks can assume you need barley. Chashofan, for example, here in Sikhat and Kaf Gimel. However, the Bavi Chashofan writes, page Kuf Kaf Beis, that if you have a situation where someone is touching the object that caused the chatzitza after Tefila, and she knows that it probably got on her somewhere, and then, a little while later, she finds this dove or hakotis on her body, so then that's the equivalent of bari. You don't have to have actually seen the dove or hakotis get on your person. It's sufficient that you're open to the dove or hakotis, and you know that it probably touched, you know that it touched me somewhere, you're not sure where, then that's enough to be considered sufficiently bari. Yeah.
According to the required bari, in addition to hakotis on the tefila, if you're bari,
I the pleasure, man.
Okay. Doctor?
So for next time, we'll talk about Sim Rage. The long pause and the long shot. And then after that, I think we're going to move back to Kupsadi Dawid and...